Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday, an unexpected three-day weekend for the old boys here at the sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for a Tuesday morning where I had a preemptive almost based on Brady's complete mud butt versus you were doing it everywhere, right? You had them all going.
I didn't throw up.
Oh, okay. Good on you. Just made it all go back door.
Yeah. Not out
smart.
Your mouth.
Good
anyway.
Move. Good move, yeah.
I need a wall of Lysol in here.
Right.
Stat.
I feel fine. I'm 100%. I think I just had something fool me yesterday morning. I had morning sickness. I actually had the morning illness. It's like my stomach is...
Maybe I'm pregnant.
Yeah, I'm thinking with Brady going...
How's Toledo dodged this? What's going on with him?
Well, he's got something much bigger in the pipeline. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I had a little minor like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't go in just in case this is the same thing Brady's got and I won't make the round robin. Brady took the day because he had something. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to start pushing it. I was fine by like, probably by 9:30 I was up like, I'm okay.
Does this make Brady patient zero this year?
So far.
Could be.
Well, no. I mean, what's going on downstairs?
Were you rubbing up against some salespeople?
If you're talking,
not that I know, I was rubbing up against a lot of people.
Yeah, it was Friday. It was Friday night. It was the God damn it! I stood in there and I was hanging out. I got there early. They asked me to be there early, so I was there before anybody showed up and chatting with some folks. And then people would trickle in. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Next thing you know, I'm down in the VIP area of that comedy show over at Celebrity Theater, and a little line developed. And I was like, oh no, it's picture time. And I watched a guy. And I knew I was in trouble, and this might have just gotten into my head. I watched a guy come up in the line. He's like, hey, man. And as he said it, a bubble on his nostrils and went bloop, like kind of bloop, like, hey, man.
I'm like a bubble gun?
Bloop, a little, and I'm like, ha. And he knew I don't know if he noticed there was a bubble. And he took his hand that he's shaking with and just went right across his nostrils and then slapped it. And I'm like, oh, man. And then I'm thinking this is like four people in a row that I've had a bit questionable moisture take on the handshake, and I didn't have any of the stuff, so I went and washed up real good. But I'm like, I think I'm in too deep.
Did you find some hot chicks to hug at the show, Brady?
Man, all over.
That
all over.
Hot huggers. Hot huggers.
Some didn't leave the backstage.
There was hot hugging right off the bat when I saw you come in. Some hot hugging right along the line, and some there were some decent looking ladies down there in that VIP thing. So Brady was doing his work.
I did see some fist bumps though too.
Oh yeah, there was plenty of them. One he punched in the face. He didn't even fist bump her. He just, don't touch me. But it was fun. Celebrity
I've met
theater
her
was a blast.
Before.
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's
she knew it was coming. Yeah, she knew it was coming. You Ronda Rousey'd her. You detoothed her right there in the thing. But yeah, I just kind of have to attribute it to the fact. And somebody even brought it up to me and said, I saw the line of people you were chatting with, and I thought we learned our lesson there with the fist bump after last Tuesday when you started to get the throat thing. I'm like, yeah, I said, I got lost.
Down.
I got lost in the moment. Lost in it. And then treated myself to a night of oddness all the way around as we did the show. It got weirder and weirder. Toledo was with me. We went over to Copper Blues.
How did you end up there?
Nate
Jeff
wanted
Dye.
To drink. And Dye and Nate were like, let's go drink, and you're coming with. I'm like, absolutely, I'll come with. Where do you want to go? And I was happy to say, wherever you guys go, I got it. This is great. And so I just want to thank you guys for doing this. Like, that's awesome. And then Nate said, how about Copper Blues? They'll cover us. And I'm like, that sounds perfect for a guy like who just offered to pay for everything. I think that's awesome. What you come up with after I say I've got it is a place that covers the bill. Okay, let's do that. We end up over there. Everything's going goofy. I got friends I've seen for a while showing up. I didn't even know they were going to be there. We're goofing and everybody's all handsy. And then, because it's a Marlon Wayans crowd, he was at Stand Up Live. I'm about to leave.
What does that mean exactly? It was a Marlon Wayans
crowd. I don't know.
They
touch each other. There are a lot of people who like Marlon Wayans is what that means. So I'm in there. And Marlon walks by and he goes, how come I wasn't on your show? And I'm like, oh. And he goes, man. He goes, you're coming with me. And I'm like, oh, boy. So I go back with Nate and Marlon. And Jeff left with some girl. And Donnell sits there. He's got a flight at 6 a.m. It's about 2:30. And Donnell's looking at me going, man. There's nothing but for sale signs and a lot of married men's front yards after tonight. And I'm like, yeah, it is a bit of a handsy group, isn't it? And he goes, oh, this is crazy. I'm just minding my own. So I'm sitting with him for a little bit. And
he's coming off celebrating his birthday.
His birthday was the day before, and he was puking all over every night. So I go over with Marlon, and they're doing these weird drinks that are just toxic to your brain. Like, I'm in trouble. Anyway, long story short, I end up at an IHOP with people I don't know. No idea. Didn't eat. Like, I had a little something.
IHOP. It's like you're in high school.
I know. That's exactly what we all kept saying. It's like, this is like we're drunk for the first time and we're 15. And in the IHOP, there's like five tables standing there. And a guy comes over and he looks scared to death, like a little Native American waiter. How many in your party, please? And I'm like, I don't know, five, six, something. I don't know. Okay. It's going to be about 30 minutes. 30 minutes for a
30 minutes.
I looked in. There's like four tables. I'm like, what's going on?
The cook quit.
We're way behind. And I'm like, okay, calm down. So, like, how about we just sit at a table and you just...
DoorDash going crazy?
As you go. Yeah, it's 40 orders on overnight. So, I'm like, we'll sat at a table for a few minutes. He brought over, like, a pancake. Like, here's something we found in the back. Is this...
To hold you
this
over.
Food.
It was returned.
He had no
earlier.
Idea. Here's one no one ate earlier. Please eat this.
Like, keep these on.
Just laughing.
I just bust this one.
Just ran away from that and... Ubered back to the car, got the car back. Everything was fine by then. Just enough time to sober up and be right. It was crazy. It was, and then I looked at the clock. I pulled the full 24. It was like 4:20, and I'm like, I got to go to sleep. Out. So I didn't do myself any favors as far as like germs and fun.
I'll tell you what, Donnell Rawlings killed me at the show.
Yeah.
Just because I was sitting high up in the one special area we had with all the clients, and you can see everybody's face as he came out. And he's coming out to that rap music.
Cardi B.
And you know exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's sticking the mic in people's face.
Yeah.
He
you
finds
nothing.
He
Y'all
finds the whitest white people you could. And they just look scared to death when he stuck the mic in.
Jeff Dye and I were watching that downstairs together. And he goes, that's brilliant. And I said, it's brilliant or it backfires if one of these ladies gets up and sings. And he goes, yeah. I said, that's the scariest part. He goes, but right now, he's just... totally divided the audience. Completely and utterly divided the audience.
Said, some of them looked angry. Yeah, I was like, what are they doing?
And he said, it's going to work so good because he can go off and make fun of the fact that nobody knows anything at all. Like, he's got one commonality with this group of white people. Donnell's ending, though, when he was making fun of the Linkin Park stuff, was just hilarious. No, he was great. They were all great. It was a great show. Friday night at the Celebrity Theater was awesome. And then I got a text from people Saturday. Dude, didn't know Alice Cooper was part of your show. What's going on? I'm like, he's not. I don't know what you're talking about. A few minutes later, I get a text that said, thanks for the heads up on the Friday all-cap show. No idea what you're talking about. And then my friend Drew texts me. He goes, I had a date. I just looked like an idiot. I drove all the way down to Celebrity and looked for my tickets at Will Call, and they told me they were there for yesterday. I'm like, what message did you guys not receive that it was last night? There were a bunch of people that went Friday. To Celebrity Theater. They went Saturday.
And they got some pudding?
And they went, I don't know if it was, it the pudding show?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. It was, they went and they're like, everybody's telling me I have tickets to the wrong thing. And I'm like, well, how is that my fault?
You and Alice Cooper look alike.
I guess. It's a very similar type approach to the way things go. That's like saying Garrison Keillor and Gary Busey are pretty similar. it doesn't make any sense to me, but. Sorry, I guess. Hopefully you enjoyed the Johnny Depp show that goes on annually over at Celebrity Theater.
They had those posters up there for the following night, you know, let the people know at our show that tomorrow is the Puddin' Show.
Right.
And they had Joe Perry on there.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, he's in there.
He's in the Hollywood Vampire.
I know, but he's not there. He's in the hospital.
Oh, that's true. He's still,
I mean, that's
on.
Been
he's
for
in
a
band,
while.
So.
Oh, you mean he's on the promo stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's there.
Yeah, they're not going to change the photo.
Sure, they're not going to put up some unknown guy and they're trying to sell tickets.
Well, you got people showing up for shows on Saturdays. You say, where's Joe?
Now, probably a few people. I thought Joe Perry was in this band.
I'm sure Johnny Depp and Alice Cooper made
covered for him.
Yeah, made amends.
The Johnny Depp thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's like, hey, you guys want to watch celebrities practice stuff? Yeah, I do. Because it's really not even like a career. And they don't put out great music by any stretch. Just a bunch of guys up there doing local band music with names behind it. Mm. Okay. It's for charity, I guess.
We'll get a full report from Kaz.
Oh, yeah. Kaz will. Last year, Johnny Depp kissed her on the cheek. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he moves to another cheek this year. That's the hope that Kaz got a double cheek
she
from Johnny Depp.
She might have had just a 48-hour drunk going on.
I tell you what. From Friday to... there's no doubt. We had some drunken behavior going on. It was dangerously fast how drunk everybody got. And again, the Holmberg Bound sold out so fast.
In like 30 minutes.
And people need to know that beer is not a chug-it beer. I was back in the VIP and like, one of yours, Holmberg. And I'm like, all right, just letting you know, it's 7.4, I think, 7.5 alcohol. This is not something you mess with. It goes down pretty easy. Dude pounds it. Want to do another while we're still in line? Like, if you can. He took three of them before anybody got in line behind him. And I'm like, all right. And I didn't see him probably about an hour. He was down on that VIP. I didn't see him go out to the side stage. Dude, that stuff kicks. Yeah, I told you. But that's all right. You don't have to listen. It was fun. It was a great night. And, teenage fun where you get drunk, you stop being drunk, you go get IHOP, you get sober, and you realize I've overdone it in a huge way. And then Saturday, it was great, though. I had to pop up and go be an air marshal at Tactical Black on their big their plane. They had a big seminar of people training for the airline safety. Oh, my God, was that fun. I've only done the training individually on the plane they've got. We're up there at the React Defense thing. This was packing the plane full of people and watching scenarios unfold. Here was the scenario I had. So I was in the front row of the plane. I'm an air marshal. I've got a gun. Plane's full. One of the students comes in full of trainers, and the students would come in individually, and they didn't know the scenario they were going to get. Mine was someone in the back of the plane takes the plane with a gun. I'm the air marshal. I get up, see him, shout out air marshal. I'm going to shoot him. Now, we're using, like, guns. This is, like, the sounds of guns. The mine shoots a projectile that actually leaves a mark on the dude because he's in gear.
Did you shoot Jay in the nipple again?
No. Somebody did. No, that was Tony. Tony's nipples are world famous now. So I get up and do it. And so my deal is to aim, scream Federal Mart, and Tony shoots me dead and gone. The air marshal's been taken out. So you've been trained to disarm. You've been trained to do, you know, reactionary stuff. And I fall in the front row, like right across the front row, right? So I'm down on the ground. And the student doesn't know what's happening. And they are like, okay. And it gets really like adrenaline rush. So there's every student that's there from every age. I mean, there's some young people. There's some people in super great shape. There's older ladies. One of the ladies that was there got up. Now, my gun shoots an actual projectile. You have to rack it and get it ready. So she sees me on the ground. Her reaction is either I fight this guy who's got a hostage and he's already fired a gun a couple times, or I take this gun that's fallen down next to me and do some damage with it. So Tony's coming up the aisle screaming and yelling the thing, and the lady gets it. And she's got, and I'm on the ground, and I'm supposed to roll out of the way the second I do. So I roll out just in case she does something stupid, pulls the trigger, whatever. So I get there, and she's trying to rack the gun. And the more I roll, the more that gun is aimed directly in my face as she's trying to rack it, like as she rolls her body, like I can't get it to rack. And it's like, I've never been so scared in my life. It was like a foot from my face. And the more I went one way, she went right with me, just straight in. And she's racking a gun. And I'm like, good God, no. I rolled right out. I'm gone. I'm drunk.
Off the plane.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm jumping off the plane. And you're like, she shoots Tony a couple times. And they're wearing this vibration belt that simulates being shot through a vest. Like if you had a bulletproof vest on, it'll give you the feeling of what that feels like if you get hit with a vest. Every one of them gets shot. Every single one gets shot by Tony's gun and shoots nothing. And they're standing there. And they're like, do you want to feel it, what it feels like without adrenaline? And they're like, okay. Poof, puts them on the ground. And the one guy I felt like two bumps in my stomach. Tony, you got shot twice. I felt like a couple bumps. You just want to feel it now that you're not all adrenaline. Knocks them down. It takes them on. And it's like unbelievably fun. So we did that for like 3.5 hours. We were doing all sorts of. And then I realized that I probably have overdone the last 30 hours of my life.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. And I needed to adjust accordingly. It was rough. The last hour was. And we had to do Christmas events with family. Ugh. It's a long weekend. So maybe I deserved yesterday, a little stomach fighting back my body telling me, you're not going anywhere for a little while. We're going to go to sleep for just a touch. Don't you worry. It was rough. But thank you to everybody who showed up to Friday night. That was a blast. I had a great time. And the crowd was loud. It was weird. Like every year we've been on stage, I'm like, something's strange about, like, you can hear them. But, man, people were amped up and ready to play. That was a good group of drunks, I think. And we appreciate you guys supporting everything. Humane Society met out like bandits. We did really well that night, dropping cash and doing all sorts of donations. And I want to thank Fascinations for being out there, too, because they handed everybody lubricant and vibrators pretty much.
People
everyone.
Were stocking up on that.
I know.
I saw one guy with six of those purple satchels. And I even asked him, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
They're giving them out, dude.
Yeah, I'm taking them. They're a little.
Okay.
How did I miss this?
Was it at the VIP. Right down at the VIP, they're handing out basically little personal vibrators like that slide over your finger.
Silk purple satchel. Yeah.
It made your it made your end of your index finger curve just a touch, which is about the size of your index finger, and it went on like a blow pop ring, and it vibrated, and you just put. I'm like, and the ladies saw that, and they're like, "Give me one of those! Give me one of those!" One of the girls from the Humane Society, I believe her name is Tammy, was one of the drivers. Saw those break out, and she's like, "Whoop!" And then and she went in, and she's like, "I don't care," and she was proud of it. And for every girl in line after is like, well, all right then. I guess the door's open. We're taking them. All it takes is one girl to go, see, girls, it's not that tough. And they went out the door. So there was a lot of buzzing and a lot of vibrating going on in that room. And damn it, I'm proud to be part of it. It's 6:01. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.